German radical left state media faces U.S. consequences after Charlie Kirk smears. By Patricia Callis on September 16, 2025. Charlie Kirk's assassination has dominated headlines in Germany. But the coverage from state-funded broadcasters and prominent media personalities has been anything but neutral. Anchors and correspondents seized on the murder to push hostile portrayals of one of America's most influential conservatives. Their remarks in the German media, including false accusations made on public television, have sparked outrage in Germany, triggered formal complaints, and are now drawing the attention of U.S. officials. Print media headlines, from biased to derogatory. The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, FAZ, ran the headline, "A targeted shot into the heart of the MAGA world," with the subhead, "Charlie Kirk dies after being shot on a university campus in Utah. He tried to win young people over to Trump and racist ideas." The Berlin Daily Tagesspiegel went further, bluntly labeling Kirk's death, "Tod eines Brandstifters, death of an arsonist." ZDF, statements without substance. Dunya Hayali, host of the state-funded ZDF Oida Journal, told her audience on Thursday, "The fact that there are now groups celebrating his death cannot be justified by anything, not even his often abhorrent, racist, sexist, and misanthropic statements." But it seems that the radical religious conspiracy theorists struck a chord with precisely these views. Charlie Kirk not only had millions of followers on various platforms, his events were also extremely popular and well attended. Later, on the broadcaster's official podcast, without providing evidence, Hayali doubled down, labeling Kirk's positions too radical, too racist, too misanthropic, misogynistic, and dehumanizing. That same evening, ZDF's Washington correspondent Elmar De Vesson appeared on the primetime talk show Marcus Lanz. Though he admitted he could not recall Kirk ever calling for violence, De Vesson painted him as a central driver of social division. De Vesson claimed Kirk had said homosexuals should be stoned to death, women must submit to men, and that black pilots should be feared. Later that same day, De Vesson escalated further, targeting the Trump administration. On air, he described Stephen Miller, deputy chief of staff at the White House, as a man whose convictions are, to a certain extent, derived from the ideology of the Third Reich, and I say that quite deliberately. ZDF walks back, but only slightly. After a sharp backlash, ZDF acknowledged to Junge Freiheit that the Vesson's claim about Kirk advocating stoning homosexuals was misleading. In reality, Kirk had cited an Old Testament passage during a discussion in June 2024. The broadcaster conceded, "This context should have been made clearer." Elmar De Vesson regrets not having been more detailed at that point. Others outside of Germany who made this false assertion have also been forced to issue corrections and apologies, including horror writer Stephen King and former Tony Blair strategist Alistair Campbell. German online discourse pushes back. Independent German outlets and online commentators erupted in outrage at the coverage. Many argued that celebrating or trivializing the assassination of a U.S. political figure crossed a red line, regardless of political disagreements. Screenshots of the FAZ and Tagesspiegel headlines spread rapidly across X, where hashtags criticizing Staatsfunk, state media, trended regionally. Conservative commentators accused ZDF of dancing on a grave, while even centrist accounts questioned why sweeping accusations of racism and sexism were made without evidence. Several groups have since filed formal complaints against ZDF and other outlets, citing violations of journalistic standards. Backlash from inside Germany's media. Criticism of ZDF has not only come from conservative outlets and social media users but also from inside Germany's press establishment. Die Welt chief reporter Anna Schneider described the coverage as marked by malice and inhumanity, pointing in particular to young people on social media openly celebrating Kirk's assassination. "When someone is murdered, it should not matter what their political views are. It is always terrible," Schneider said, warning that if society loses this basic consensus, we are really talking about different conditions. She sharply criticized ZDF for the way its reporting framed the killing, often with what she called a big but, condemning celebrations of Kirk's death while in the same breath labeling him racist, sexist, misanthropic. This, she argued, suggested to viewers that the victim was effectively a monster whose murder was less tragic. Schneider also condemned ZDF correspondent The Vessen for spreading false claims about Kirk. That is not true. It is disinformation, she said, adding that she understood why many Germans were furious about being forced to fund public broadcasters through the guest fee while being served such distortions. A journalism crisis funded by the public. At the heart of the outrage is Germany's guest broadcasting fee. A compulsory charge of about 18 euros per month, billed to every household. The fee finances the country's public broadcasters, including ARD, a consortium of regional networks, and ZDF, Zweites Deutsches Fernsehen, the second national channel. Germans must pay for it regardless of whether they ever watch state television or not. What was once defended as a civic duty to support independent journalism is now widely criticized as a mandatory tax underwriting bias and misinformation. The fallout from the Charlie Kirk coverage has only sharpened that anger. Critics argue the guest forces citizens to bankroll political propaganda rather than journalism, and campaigns to abolish or overhaul the fee are gaining momentum across Germany's online forums, petitions, and editorials. U.S. diplomats and officials respond. The controversy has spilled over into U.S. politics and may result in diplomatic consequences. The visa snatcher Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Landau declared in a strongly worded statement on X that foreigners who glorify violence and hatred in the aftermath of Charlie Kirk's assassination are not welcome visitors in the United States. He said he was disgusted by examples of social media posts that praised, rationalized, or made light of the killing, and has instructed U.S. consular officials to take appropriate action. His post quickly filled with screenshots of German commentators, including ZDF correspondent Elmar The Vessen, often shared not just by U.S. users, but also by Germans flagging their own media figures. Landau punctuated the exchange with a meme showing the State Department seal projected like a bat signal, captioned El Quite Avises, the visa snatcher. Grenell, German media has become the radical left. Former U.S. ambassador to Germany under President Trump's first administration, Richard Grenell, added his own criticism on X, "I have so many friends in Germany. I loved my time there. I continue to believe that the majority of Germans are not as far left as the German media. In fact, I believe the majority of Germans are conservative, pro-family Westerners who believe in capitalism more than socialism. But the German media is radical left. They don't represent the majority of Germans." Grenell warned that, like in the U.S., there will come a moment when politicians seize on the disconnect between media elites and ordinary citizens. The media in Germany are ruining Germany. The people must reject their narratives and speak up. Now. In a later post, Grenell went further, directly calling for the Vessen's visa to be revoked. This radical lefty German keeps calling for violence against people he politically disagrees with. He poses as a journalist in Washington, D.C. His visa should be revoked. There is no place in America for this type of insider. Grenell wrote, sharing the footage of the Vessen likening Trump hate Stephen Miller's convictions to the ideology of the Third Reich. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.